Hello, and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast, the show from FlexMR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research in 10 minutes or less. Today, we've got a special episode because we're joined by FlexMR CEO Paul Hudson, who has just announced that he is running for SMR Council this year. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good to be back.
So you've just announced that you're running for SMR Council. I guess the first question that will be on a lot of people's minds is, what are your reasons for running?
Well, I think that's a really good question. It's quite a big answer, I'm afraid. I think we're at a sort of inflection point in the industry. We have been for a couple of years now. We've all been feeling it. The insights and research industry has changed beyond recognition, really, from the one that I started out with certainly 20 years ago. And I think we're therefore at a point where we need to think more about how we broaden the appeal of the industry to embrace all forms of insight and data and not try to be too constrained by this whole market research historical definition.
So if you are elected, what is your vision for the future? What would you like to see change? What would you like to implement? What are your goals?
Well, I think when we're talking about broadening the appeal of research and insights as an industry, I think really, for me, it comes down to three core challenges or elements of that, tenets of it. The first one is really to broaden the appeal of it for people. So to make sure that we're appealing to all sectors of society when we recruit into our industry. It's very important that research and feedback reflects the society that we live in. So I think broadening the appeal of how we recruit, how we train, how we build our companies and people who take part in the industry, I think is number one, really important. The second tenet really is about broadening the appeal to incorporate all forms of feedback. So I'm talking about here about UX, CX, big data. They're all sort of offshoots of what market research originally was. And I think we have to come back to seeing that as a broadest definition of insight as an industry as possible and do everything we can within SMR to embrace that and incorporate that. And the third element of broadening it is really about ensuring that client-side researchers are actually at the heart of SMR. I think the industry has changed so much in the way that we collect and use data in businesses. It's always been about informing decisions, but the landscape of how we collect data and use it has changed massively in the last 20 years. And that's really down to online data collection and technology. And that really puts client-side researchers and agency researchers in different positions than they were. So I'd like to see client-side researchers much more at the heart of SMR going forward.
Now, you've talked a bit about what you'd like to see the industry become, how you'd like to see it change. I want to ask you a bit about the industry you came from. For those who don't know you, can you summarize your history within the insight industry?
Well, I've been in insights for, is it nearly 25 years? Probably slightly less, I would hope. So I started out as a management graduate. I went out to be a management consultant originally. And after a couple of years sort of working in sort of big CPG organizations like Nestle, I actually landed into market research at a junior level. And that changed everything for me. I grew market research teams. I built agency side teams. And then I was fortunate to be part of a management buyout of a boutique agency as a full service agency in those days. But in all honesty, I've always wanted to run my own business. I've always been a commercial business-minded individual. And that goes right back to that management base that I grew out of. And therefore, when I got that opportunity, I really embraced that as much as I could. And through that eventually led to the founding of FlexMR. And that was really about trying to build a business model that had more robustness in it and could grow and survive all the changes that we were seeing in the industry at the time. And that meant embracing technology. It meant embracing parts of and modular service levels to help client-side researchers as well.
I noticed you talk a little bit about the commercial side of the industry and building businesses, building new commercial models. You and I have just come back from SMR Congress in Toronto. And that really felt like a meeting of minds between academics, practitioners, entrepreneurs. What's your view on where research in the insight industry sits within the wider world? It seems to be quite a complex landscape when you look at all the different professions and areas and societal, commercial, political challenges that the industry is engaged in.
And that's a really, really good question. I mean, for me, one of the big trends that came out of the SMR conference was about the need to build human and empathy elements back into the core of that work, even alongside the automation AI elements of it. But I think you're right. What's fantastic about SMR is the breadth of people and skills within it and the meeting of minds that you mentioned there. But for me, you know, the key about market research and insight is if it's going to inform decisions, it has to reflect every element of society. And therefore, it has to be a broad church. And in some respects, it has to be even broader than it is now if it's going to really do that and be reflective and reflect the mood of the people. It has to be able to reflect back to political organizations, to public sector bodies, to brands and businesses. It has to be able to reflect back what people in the wider world are thinking, feeling, doing, and wanting. And therefore, we have to appeal to everybody and make it an even broader church in some respects. But I think that's the fantastic strength of SMR, isn't it? The breadth of people that you mentioned there.
So let's imagine it's 2 years in the future. A council term has run. What would you like to have achieved in that time?
Well, I think 2 years feels like a long time, but in anything like this, you know, when you set it against 75 years of SMR, 2 years isn't a huge amount of time. So being realistic, I think the most important thing is one of my first things I said really about ensuring that we're doing as much as we can to broaden the appeal of the industry and of SMR to incorporate membership from all sectors, all elements of society. And I think we've got to look at ourselves quite importantly about diversity there in our recruitment and training programs. And like we have at FlexMR. The second element, as I said, about broadening it to UX and CX, I think we can do things there to broaden that. There's already been some fantastic work by Council and SMR to do that. We saw that at the conference, incorporating more from qual and UX. And I think it's just to expand that and grow that. I'd love to be part of that further. And I know on the third side, client side, appealing to that, I know Parvez comes from client side research and she talked to SMR Council, SMR Congress, sorry, about that and trying to build more bridges and more client side people into it. And we've got to do that from the heart of decision making, not just sort of like a conference attendee position perspective. But I think there are things we can put in place there to make sure those things start to happen in the next 2 years.
I think that's a really interesting perspective, especially bringing it out of conference, out of Congress, and into the real world. Now we are just approaching our 10-minute mark. If there's a message you'd like to leave our listeners with about your campaign for election, your platform that you're running on, what would that message be?
Well, I think I've mentioned it a few times. It is about broadening the appeal of the industry and broadening the appeal of SMR even further. We've done a lot of great work in that in the last few years, but I think we have to go further and do more, broadening it because the industry has changed so much. So it's about appeal, really appealing to a wider influx of people, wider strands of research and feedback, and wider strands of the different segments and niches that we have in this industry.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Paul. It's a pleasure to talk, as always. We'll be back in about a month's time with a new episode looking at one of the things Paul's talked about today, how you translate empathy into the boardroom, into decision-making, and into the wider world. Until then, I've been your host, Chris Martin, and this has been the MRX Lab.